You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are listening to The Monday Wire. And next up, we've got Health Minister David Clark speaking. And also just announced this morning, Customs has now closed e-gates, and so travellers will have to be manually processed in response to the coronavirus. This is along with travel bans, which means that any foreign travellers who leave or transit through mainland China will be refused entry to New Zealand. And New Zealand citizens, however, will be allowed to return to New Zealand, but will be required to self-isolate for 14 days once they arrive back in the country. Health precautions have also been finalised for the flight bound for Wuhan to evacuate New Zealanders, Pacific Islanders and Australians. Health Minister David Clark will provide more detail in our discussion, and we also talk about growing hostility and racism against the Chinese New Zealand community. For example, Rotorua Lake Council official Wong and a New Zealand Chinese doctor have come forward and reported experiences of being harassed and told back to China in the public. So I begin by asking David Clark whether these travel bans are adequate or necessary, as the WHO maintains on its website that no unnecessary travel bans should be in place.
Well, the actions we've taken are based on health advice, and that advice has been changing in response to our understanding of the virus. The WHO has been really complimentary of China and the efforts it's making in its exit screening to make sure that nobody with any symptoms is travelling. We see this as a complementary measure and a temporary measure. We don't want to have this in place any longer than we need to, but we do see it as a way of stopping the spread of the virus. And we're particularly conscious of our Pacific neighbours who go through New Zealand and don't necessarily have as well developed health systems as we do.
So with these bans, New Zealand citizens still aren't affected. So say someone was travelling through, and the only difference between them is one's holding a foreign passport, one's holding a New Zealand passport. Is this an adequate safety check that people with New Zealand passports are still able to travel more freely into the country?
Well, the health of New Zealanders is our number one priority. We want to make sure that New Zealanders are safe. We're asking and expecting New Zealanders to self-isolate for 14 days if they have been through mainland China. And that's also for permanent residents the case. We want people to be sure that they are clear of any symptoms before they're in big public settings. That doesn't mean they have to stay locked in behind closed doors. They can go for a walk and so on outside it. But it does mean avoiding public gatherings and avoiding inviting over groups of friends until they are cleared of having any symptoms.
Mm. And currently, what checks are in place at our airports?
So currently there are public health officials greeting planes from China and handing out information in simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese and also in English to make sure that people recognise any symptoms coming on and know where to get help and how to take appropriate hygiene measures, frequent hand washing, coughing, good cough etiquette and phoning Healthline if they need it, and self-isolating. Those are the basic staples of preventing any spread of the illness, and we know that that is actually the single most effective thing that we can do.
Some of the concern that have come about is, you know, the balance of safety, so, you know, necessary safety precautions, but also discrimination, and there has been felt by the community some rising tensions and hostility towards Chinese people and racism.
Yeah, well, racism is not acceptable in any circumstances. Can I be very clear about that? And of course, this virus is not going to be discriminating on the basis of race. Anybody who's been to mainland China could be affected, and we're asking them to self-isolate. Of course, we will be really clear as this travel ban's in place that all Chinese who are in New Zealand are permanent residents or citizens rather than travellers. Because those will be the only Chinese people that will be here. They're New Zealanders, they're Kiwis, and any racism or xenophobia that's about is just simply not acceptable and should not be tolerated.
Mm. And then there's also the flight that's being sent over to Wuhan. So what safety measures are put in place there to get New Zealanders back home? And I think our Pacific neighbours and also Australians will also be on that flight?
Yes, that's right. First and foremost, our New Zealand citizens and permanent residents will be on that flight. Pacific neighbours, and then any remaining seats available for Australian nationals. The Chinese authorities will continue to screen, and they test to make sure nobody with any symptoms gets on any outbound transport. And the New Zealand medical crew that will be on that plane will be doing a second check as well, and we'll be doing checks, in-flight checks as well on the way home. And when they arrive, we're developing an appropriate facility at Whangaparoa in the military facility there, so people can be isolated for a period of a couple of weeks just to make sure they're clear of any symptoms. I do want to stress that we have not had a confirmed case in New Zealand, and we've only had one example of somebody who met the test for a suspected case, and indeed they were cleared. So we have been fortunate. We know that around 30 other countries have already had cases arrive. We have been lucky, but we are prepared. We believe that meticulous planning will mean that if and when we have a case arrive on our shores, we will be ready to make sure that it does not spread.
So some concerns have been around, I guess, the mysteriousness of the virus, and how some say that there's a lack of knowledge in terms of the incubation period. And so are you confident that the flow of information is accurate from China?
Well, the Chinese authorities have been very deliberate about making sure that the wider world had the virus sequencing early. They shared that information, and that's been incredibly valuable because testing has been able to be up and running around the world very quickly. They've been very much cooperating with the WHO, and this contrasts with some history where, certainly in the case of SARS and so on, they came in for a lot of criticism. So we've got the best, we're confident we're getting good information, but also the scientists are learning day by day and publishing and peer-reviewing papers. The virus itself is mutating, as they do, and it appears the evidence we're seeing is that it's becoming more easily spread, naturally enough, because only those virus versions that spread will get passed on. And so all of that information is being gathered on a daily basis by our public health officials, and we're responding to that. Of course, Australia moved to close their borders a couple of days ago. We didn't want to automatically do the same. We have reviewed our information with wider partners and so on. And as I say, we've said for the next 14 days we'll have this measure in place, but we're reviewing that decision every 48 hours because we just don't want this to be in place any longer than it needs to be. And what we see is we're trying to complement the measures that China is taking, which have to date been quite effective in most cases in stopping the spread of the disease.
And you know, obviously health concerns are a priority. With this new school year starting, there's a lot of international students who are also, wouldn't be able to come over to New Zealand, and, the tourism industry is affected as well. So do you have anything to say regarding that aspect?
Absolutely. And there has been some anxiety around the arrival of students. The Ministry of Education has been contacting, I believe nearly every principal in the country has been contacted, and issues are being resolved. So they've moved quickly, and that's important. Equally, in terms of our tourism industry, already flights have stopped, and so a lot of the lines into New Zealand had dried up anyway. And that will have an impact on our tourism sector. It's a lot harder for people when they're travelling to self-isolate, and that's something that we've been made aware of. Whereas if you're at home, you're a permanent resident or a citizen, you've got somewhere to go that you can base yourself, that you can be safe and stop the spread of the virus. So, excuse me, the important thing is that we're monitoring the situation and learning from the science day by day, and we want to remove those restrictions as soon as possible, as soon as we get a clear understanding and can, take any other measures, of course we will take them.
And this may be just my final question, maybe more of a political question, but there's been some tension, felt by Taiwan in their, inability to better close its borders and those measures in there. And so in terms of those kind of relationships within China and its neighbouring countries, do you have anything to say on that?
I don't have anything to add on that. Obviously the whole world is at alert, and China is a very important partner for New Zealand. So I know our diplomats have been speaking with the Chinese, keeping them up to date with our thinking, because they're a really important partner for us, and we want them to understand the challenges we're facing, and we're certainly very mindful of the challenges that they are facing. And I have to say the cooperation there has been very important to New Zealand. So we acknowledge the really good work that China's doing to contain the virus. We've taken this decision, certainly not lightly, to put an extra barrier in place to stop the virus reaching New Zealand or being spread here. But as I say, we will continue to review the situation, because we know for our export industries, for our students, for our economy, that we don't want this barrier in place any longer than it needs to be.
I am Chinese, and so it is, right. Yeah, I've been quite nervous, and I think the community has been feeling just the edges of some negative energy. So
that's certainly feedback I've received, and I do want to say again, it's absolutely unacceptable. You know, as New Zealanders, we need to look out for each other in times like this, and I have to say that the Chinese community has been exemplary in making sure that it looks to take every precaution necessary, and you know, you can see that around. There's been no cases here at all. There are no cases in New Zealand at this stage, as best we know, and but precautions amongst that community have been much more forthright and progressive, probably, than the rest of New Zealand. So I do want to thank our Chinese New Zealanders for the steps they've been taking.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.